All right, Guy Davis, two-time Grammy Award nominee, joins me now. Guy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ben.
Great, great. You're on your way to Yarmouth very soon, and I thought we'd learn a little more about you if there's people that, you know, haven't been to your show before. Tell me about your life and how you grew up. You grew up in the New York area, right?
Yeah. New York City was what we were near. We were in the suburbs near New York City, but we were in the city every week because my grandma lived there, A, and B, my parents were often working in the theater
right
in New York City.
And your parents were both actors, right?
Yes, Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, actors and writers.
Wow. What about music? What kind of drew you to music and to, you know, the blues roots genre?
The language of the blues, the speech, the accent has always been in my household. My dad's mom was a woman from the Georgia and Alabama, Florida area, as was my grandfather. So they were what I call blues people, though they did not participate in the blues. They went, you know, went to church and such things.
Right.
But always the stories and stories about the chain gang, everything that had to do with the blues was what I heard coming up. So when I began to hear the music, I felt, I think, as if it was already somewhere inside me.
Right. And you kind of mentioned your family, your grandparents were sort of your influences. What were some of your musical influences?
Musical influence, oh, Lord. I think so much about, to me, I call him the king of the blues. That's Howlin' Wolf.
Right.
The pope of the blues is Muddy Waters.
Right.
Those are my two blues gods, I'll call them.
Great.
But I still go back to the primitive folks. I'm talking about Blind Lemon Jefferson and Lead Belly. That is probably closer to the sound that I produce when I'm playing a guitar and singing the blues.
Yeah.
But I limit myself from no kind of blues. I love all of it.
Right. You're an accomplished finger picker. Tell me about that, because it seems like that's a hard thing to learn. Is it something you're able to learn over time, or is it something you just have to feel out when you're doing it?
It's both of those. You feel it out as you're doing it. You know, maybe somebody shows you something, so you got to sit on the side of the bed, to paraphrase John Fahey's book, and just play and play a riff for hours and hours till you feel it going back through the guitar, through your abdomen, up your spine, inside of you. So, yeah, you have to work your fingers at it. But catching things as they come to you almost spontaneously, you can use a piece of finger picking you learn for one piece for many others. So there's lots of ways to sort of trick the music around to keep it new and fresh.
Yeah.
And give yourself freedom while finger picking.
It's very impressive. I don't know. I can, you get going there, and I don't know how it happens, but it's great. You perform in Canada for years now, and do you have any, you know, favorite Canadian artists or any blues Canadian artists that you've liked over the years?
Okay, well, starting with favorite Canadian artists, not necessarily blues, I've always loved James Keelahan.
Okay.
And I understand that Bruce Guthrie is gone now.
Yes.
I knew both these cats. And to me, after Stan Rogers, both of them shared the title of the Voice of Canada. That was just my thoughts. I love those guys. As far as blues in and of itself is concerned, it's funny. I've met so many blues musicians in Canada, but not all of them are Canadian. There was a guy named Back Alley John, who I met close to 30 years ago in Alberta, when I used to go up there and play and stay and bring my son. But over the years, I've kind of fallen in love with a bunch of them. There's Carlos Del Junco, who I'm not positive is Canadian, but I do remember that's specifically where I met him.
Right.
Folks like Lester Quitzow and or Ray Bonneville.
Did you ever meet Jeff Healey?
Oh, and the top one would be Harrison Kennedy.
Okay. Cool. Did you ever meet Jeff Healey?
I don't recall meeting Jeff Healey.
Right.
I it's possible I did. It's just that more meetings happened than my memory can hang on to.
Yeah. What can people expect from a Guy Davis show? You're coming to the Yark in Yarmouth on March 3rd, and if somebody's never been to your show, what can they expect going in? What can they expect to listen to?
Oh, they can expect a good time going in because my music is meant to entertain, but also it's meant to be sung to. On occasions, I've asked the audience to sing along with me, and they do. Oh, they're very generous about that. Lately, I started doing a song by Pete Seeger and called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. This is that'd be Pete Seeger, Lee Hayes, Fred Hellerman, Ronnie Gilbert. Those were all members of a group called The Weavers. And part of my motivation, of course, because it's a beautiful song, but the other part is that Lead Belly had something to do with the writing of the song, Judy Ledbetter. I only found that out in the looking at the sheet music, because Lead Belly did not appear singing on the record. That was, I guess, recorded back in 1951, something like that. Okay. Lead Belly died in 1949, right. But it was he who found some Irish guitar player at a house party and locked him inside the bathroom, went in there with him and said he wasn't going to let him out until he showed him this guitar part for an Irish drinking song.
Okay.
And that's what named Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
Oh, wow. That's great. So a whole bunch of different styles you'll be performing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that should have been a little more succinct in terms of answering
that
question. Yeah, a bunch of different styles, and there's always stories that go into the songs that I sing.
Great. Cool.
And I tell stories good as an American politician.
Well, there you go. That's saying something right there. Where can people find out more about you, Guy? Where can people listen to your music and find out more about you as a person?
Okay, well, there's my website, GuyDavis.com, but I can also be located on YouTube. I can be located on Spotify, I guess there are various other platforms. I just can't call them all to mind now.
Right.
But if you Google in my name, oftentimes you'll find me in Guy Davis Musician, Guy Davis Blues Man. Because there's a Guy Davis winemaker, there's a Guy Davis graphic artist, graphic illustrator, and so on. But I'm the musician.
Right. You're the musician, and you will be in Yarmouth coming up March 3rd, 2 p.m. at the Yark Playhouse and Arts Center. Well, Guy, thanks so much for talking to me. Can't wait to see the show, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much, my friend.
See you later.